All right.
You want me to start it off, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm not on the program tonight, but you've got to always be ready, you know. I noticed in one of those write-ups she said that Town Hall was from Kentucky and he knew the banjo like apple pie and he could sure make it sing. Now, I've got to get with it. I see that. Better see if this thing's in tune first. Could you hear it? Was it loud enough? Could you hear it? Here's a song about a little girl that got in love with a boy, and he was sort of a wildcat, and she couldn't get him, you know. She couldn't get to marry him, and you see what happened to her. Now, the moral of it, girls, is if you can't get one boy, there's plenty of others out there. Try that. Song is a song about a particular place, person, or thing. You have one about John Henry driving the steel. Another one about John Hardy, the gambling man. This one was about an old guy up in Kentucky that they called Stagger Lee. Now, he was a tough egg. I don't mean maybe. Bill Lyons took his John B. Stetson hat, you know, and that was enough, so Stagger Lee got him.
Here made a promise to me on a stack of Bibles that nobody would stand up back there in that corner. You see, they've got a rope. And they promised me that nobody would stand in front of Cousin Mildred, they are tall men, and obstruct her view. And they're two great big officers of the law standing there. I don't know whether they are after her.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Charlie Knight, and I'm from Tampa. It's a real pleasure to be with you tonight. We're very fortunate that we have two very fine Seminole families with us, one from Brighton and one from Big Cypress. And Mr. Shore is coming now. Mr. and Ms. Billy are already on the stage, and Ms. Shore is watching the booth, and we'll get her out here in just a minute. Just briefly, so that perhaps what you're going to see will mean just a little bit more to you. Our Seminoles are today undergoing a very rapid acculturation. The younger generation is attending school alongside our children. They are being prepared, hopefully, to take their place in society, either with us or as Indians on the reservation, or perhaps walking a little bit of both roads. These are very wonderful people. I urge you, if you haven't had the opportunity, don't wait too much longer to go down and visit Big Cypress, Brighton, and the Hollywood Reservation, as well as the Tamiami Trail area, where you can meet and talk to the Seminoles and Miccosukees. Now, I'm going to ask first if Mr. and Ms. Josie Billy will please come forward. He has had a very fascinating life. He grew up in the times when things were a lot different than they are now, and the Seminoles lived primarily by hunting and fishing and trapping. It's a great pleasure to welcome Mr. and Mrs. Josie Billy here tonight.
I want to say something, it's a few words, but not my language, but I don't understand much for the English. But I speak a few words. Ama punke apone lega amata sada sada go. Ana ma me sina na lo do apone sada sada chama ta ho sada chama. I said, I speak my own language. You don't understand me. But I am same way. You speak to me, but I don't understand what you said. But my name is Josie Billy. I live for Big Cypress, I'm an old Indian. Someday you have time coming over to waste us. We know got many Indian people, a little over 100, just one place. My children, my grandchildren have to go to school. White teacher, teach them. Maybe a few more years, forgot about my language. You speak your own word, I guess. My old people, my forefathers said, you lost your own word. Have it. We don't say what kind of word you have it. Maybe English. Maybe I don't know, but some Indian. I speak Indian language. Two different languages. She speaks different. Not my own language. A Creek language. My wife, she speaks Creek. I mean, Miccosukee. I am Miccosukee. Lying with you. I go and sing and song, show song, then I stop. Hey, Yahweh, 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 hey, Yahweh. Hey, Yahweh, yo, ho, 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 he, 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 you, do not away, do not away, do I not away, do I not away, yo, ho, 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 he, 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 you, yo, he, ya, wa, no, ke, he, ya, look at that, Hey, Yawanokee. Hey, Yawanokee. Hey, Yawanokee.
Doubt if there are very few people in the world that have heard real, honest Seminole singing. Because their songs are deeply traditional and mostly deeply religious, and they're not often performed in public. So let's give Reverend Billy another hand for that excellent performance. Now it's my great pleasure to introduce to you Mr. and Mrs. Frank Shore, Frank and Lottie Shore. I'm going to go in reverse order and introduce Lottie Shore first because Frank has some things that he's going to do. Mother? Lottie is the direct descendant of Polly Parker. And as most of you know, Polly Parker was the Indian lady, one of six, who when the Indians were being sent to Oklahoma, they were loaded on the ship in Tampa Bay, and as they started to Oklahoma, they got up in the panhandle off Pensacola. They requested permission to come ashore and dig some herbs. And they slipped away from the watching soldiers and made their way all the way south back to the Everglades region. And because of her and a few other brave, hardy souls, we have Seminoles in Florida today. Mrs. Lottie Shore. Frank Shore is medicine man of the Brighton Seminoles. This is the Cow Creek Band, and he is the active leading head of the Cow Creek or Seminole religion. And he has said tonight that he will sing a corn dance song for you. This is the first time Frank has ever done this. Frank Shore. Opening from the snake dance song, the very opening song. Now, this is the first time that Frank has ever sung for a public performance. He did open in 1968 the Intertribal Conference of the American Indian, or Intertribal Dance, at Gallup, New Mexico, with the opening refrain only. But this is the first time that he has ever sung in public, and I am deeply honored that he did this tonight. Tonight, because you're going to see two things that you don't get to see very often. You're going to see a Seminole cowman handle a whip. Now, you have seen, I'm sure, people pop or crack a whip. And as most of you probably know, back in the early days prior to the war between the states, This is how we native Floridians got our name, by the crackers on the whip. We are Florida crackers because they herded the cows up to the market using these whips, cracking them. And they would say, here come the crackers, meaning here come the cows. And so I guess they didn't want to call us cows. They called us crackers. Now, Frank has his own herd of cows on the Brighton Reservation, and your Indian cowboys use their whips to herd their cows. Now, they don't strike the cow, but they pop the whip, and the noise causes the cows to go in the direction that they want them to. He's also brought a real Seminole bow. Now, everybody has some conception of what an Indian bow should look like. But this is a real Seminole bow, and it's real because Frank made it. It's a flat bow. In the tradition of the Seminoles, a Seminole flat bow. He's going to show you how an Indian shoots a bow and arrow, which is a lot different than our modern archers use today. And then he's going to show you the whip. We'll take the whip first, Frank. With Cousin Thelma's permission, hopefully, I would like to recognize a gentleman who has helped us immeasurably in our work with the Seminoles, and that's Representative Bill Beavis, who lives in Polk County and represents Polk and Sumter County. Representative Beavis, if you will please stand. Now, this gentleman has prepared and is preparing legislation to help the Seminoles in their problems today, and he is handling the introduction of these bills in the House, and we want to thank you very much on behalf of not only the Seminoles but all Floridians, Representative Beavis.
Stand up and take a bow. He's one of my Ernie Michelle. And you'll introduce your backer-uppers, will you?
Yes, ma'am. I got another helper tonight. As an old friend of mine I haven't seen in about 3 years, and he just happened to be here. And so we started picking this afternoon and worked out a whole host of new material to do tonight.
Good.
Let it rain, let it pour, let it rain a whole lot more when I got them deep river blues. Let the rain roll right on, let that rain just sweep along when I got them deep river blues. My old gal's a good old pal, but she looks like a waterfowl when I got them deep river blues. Going back to Arkansas, gonna stay right there with my pa and ma when I got them deep river blues. Take it now.
This gentleman I hadn't seen in so long is named Larry Shell. He's from Fort Walton Beach, Florida. It's called You Are My Flower. Rogers song.
I had a gal, oh, what a pal. And her name was Sadie Brown. I took her out to ride about, out in my old Model A. And now that little miss, she would steal a kiss. Softly to her I would say, Sadie, my little lady, oh, won't you come and be my bride? Oh, Sadie, my little lady, I need you by my side. We'll be married in June, have a long honeymoon, and we'll settle down for life. Sadie, my little lady, oh, won't you come and be my bride?
Ready now.
I had a gal, oh, what a pal, and her name was Sadie Brown. I took her out to ride about, out in my old Model A. And now that little miss, she would steal a kiss. Softly to her I would say, Sadie, my little lady,
we'll see.